Runaway royal Meghan demands reprisal for Roe v. Wade ruling that upset feminist Prince Harry. By Peter Catalan, June 29, 2022. Wayward British royal Meghan has demanded political reprisal for the Supreme Court's decision to reverse Roe v. Wade, saying the abortion ruling left her feminist husband Harry upset. Meghan, the spouse of runaway British royal Prince Harry, has vowed to fight for abortion in the United States after the country's Supreme Court reversed the 1970s Roe v. Wade ruling that the right to abortion was enshrined in the Constitution. Swearing to campaign to restore broad access to services allowing women to terminate the unborn, the former actress also praised the actions of her feminist husband, who she claimed was upset by the decision. "His reaction last week was guttural, like mine," Meghan said during an interview with Vogue magazine regarding Prince Harry's reaction to the ruling, who she also described as being a feminist. Meghan went on to demand that people in the United States respond to the ruling politically, including by voting in the upcoming midterms. "This is a blueprint for reversing rights. The ruling is a signal about the future of same-sex marriage, contraception access, and many fundamental rights to privacy. It feels like the tip of the iceberg and is part of why people feel so scared," she said. "We have to channel that fear into action. We can start this November in the midterms. I know hearing that feels so repetitive, but we have to vote. Every time, from local elections to state and national elections." Some of the highest-profile Britons to come out against the Roe v. Wade ruling, Meghan and Harry join other political figures from the United Kingdom to condemn the decision, which has left abortion an issue for state legislatures to decide. Despite being the leader of the so-called Conservative Party, the country's current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, reaffirmed his commitment to abortion availability in the UK after the ruling. "I have always believed in a woman's right to choose and I stick to that view. That's why the UK has the laws that it does," Boris Johnson reportedly said, with recent statistics also showing that the number of abortions in England and Wales reached an all-time high in 2021. Seemingly not to be outdone by a rival that is supposed to be to the right of him politically, the leader of Britain's openly leftist Labour Party went a step further by condemning the Supreme Court decision regarding abortion. "Today's devastating Supreme Court decision is a massive setback for women's rights in the United States of America," Starmer reportedly said, before claiming that abortion was what he called a fundamental human right. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.